Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers for today, Thursday the 17th of December. You have hit us on the downswing of our case studies week.
The follow-through,
exactly. This is our last case study for the week. Tomorrow we're going to be hitting the nutrition for all four of our case studies.
Studiers.
Participants.
People that we did case studies on.
Yeah, we're doing that. do you have anything to open us up with, or you just want to jump right into it?
No, because if I say what I was going to... Well, I have
Go,
to say
just
now,
say it. Yeah, exactly.
Is that I am excited for the nominees of the Golden Globe.
That's
Did you
coming
see any
up?
Of those?
No.
This morning they were nominated. I only saw this because it was on the TV while I was doing my running this morning. And I was excited by some of the TV shows that were nominated.
What shows were?
I can't tell you because it actually goes into what my genre of my leaving part is of the end of our podcast.
Well, fine. It's Glee.
It is Glee. It's all songs that Glee sings. I love that
Glee
show.
Glee got nominated?
Glee got nominated for Best Musical Comedy, which they're not going to win.
Right.
And like the main guy, the main girl, and the supporting girl all got nominated in their acting abilities.
Who else? What else got nominated?
Like all HBO shows and Mad Men and all that stuff. Like the normals. But then normals? Like they're like the one thing that's not in the normal.
Huh.
Like, you know, Mad Men, Dexter, Big Love, those kind of shows.
How about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? They get anything?
I'm sorry, but your show did not
I
get
I love that show any, so much.
Any nominations.
It's so funny. Like, it is the sleeper show. It is so good. I wish more people would watch it.
There was no nominations for that, but Glee was like the one standout that I was like, oh, wow, they actually made a difference.
Good to go.
Yeah. Made me happy.
That's good. Yeah. And have you noticed the trauma? I think that was the last episode.
I'm 98% sure that was the last episode, too. I like that show, too.
That was a great show. That King, like, there's so many good shows that could just cut down in their prime.
Yeah, King was good. Life was good.
I didn't really like Life.
Life, the first season was good. The second season wasn't good.
Okay, I'll watch the second season, so.
Then, Trauma was good that got canceled.
Trauma was great.
So, yeah, there's a lot that just...
They haven't showed an episode of V in a while either. The one about aliens.
Oh, really?
I enjoyed that a lot. And they haven't showed something. So I'm hoping they're just taking a holiday break and coming back strong in the new year. All right, so let's hit it hard. We're going to be talking about Stella today. Stella is our 48-year-old woman. And, again, not the real name of the person. She is a 5'4". What was that look?
Oh, I just got a text. That was confusing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
She's 5'4" and weighs about 160 pounds.
Okay.
So she's a little bit overweight.
So she's your normal
middle-aged
woman that has a little bit weight to lose. Okay.
Right. Her goals are she wants to lose weight and lose her arm jiggle.
The arm jiggle.
Right.
The turkey thing is the neck. It kind of looks like
that. Yeah, the arm jiggle, you hold your arm like this, you shake it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this. No one can see me. I always forget about that.
Hold
it up. Yeah, you guys know what we're talking about.
Flex your bicep, but then wiggle your arm.
Right. Ta-da. It'll magically appear if you have it. All right. So what pisses me off about Stella is that she's
been... to get her groove back?
Oh, zing.
I was the first one to say it.
Oh,
yay.
Good job. Is that she's been listening to us for a while, and she still is on the same workout program. So, Stella, change. Change your groove. That's really what we want you to do. Because Stella has been doing 2 hours of cardio a day, and lightweights. And when she says lightweights, I'm assuming that means 5 pounds or maybe 10. So, gosh, I mean, how many times do we have to say it? Women, you gotta get your resistance training in. It prevents osteoporosis, increases fat loss, makes you look better, will decrease your arm jiggle. So we just covered two of your goals right there. Decrease arm jiggle and lose weight. And then we even covered two hidden goals that you didn't even know you had. Ta-da. It'll also help you stand up straighter. I mean, there's so much goodness about resistance training and weight training that, I mean, come on. Like, it's stupid to not do it in this day and age.
No, and it really is. The thing that's funny,
I just dropped my umbrella, don't worry.
Okay, so here's the thing, is there's a lot of women that I feel want to lose weight and look a certain way. Awesome, spectacular, great.
Way to go.
I find it very interesting that, and this is just a social test that you can do at your own gym, is go to the cardio room and look at everybody. There's probably a lot of heavy set people around.
Right.
Now go to the free weight areas and look at just the women that are in it.
Typically,
you're looking at the girls that you kind of want to be like. Kind of. There might be the ones that are more muscular than you want to be.
Or the people just starting.
Or there's, the people that are. Yeah. But for the most part, if you've been at a gym for a while, you'll tend to notice that, oh, wow, Sally's been on the elliptical for 4 months and hasn't really done much. Or, then there's the girl that wears too much makeup, but yeah, her body is what I kind of wish mine looked like.
Right, and at this point, it's not just genetics.
Yeah.
Like,
She
puts in the work. Also, I mean, you go watch the power pump class, the one where they lift weights. Look at the women who have been taking that class consistently, or look at the instructor. You'll see strong, healthy, fit women who don't look like, Helga or Helga from the American Gladiators. So you can be a strong woman without bulking up, and that's what we're gonna do to you, Stella. We're gonna help you lose the weight, you're gonna lose weight slower, but it's going to be more of a transfer. It's a body composition transfer because you're gonna be losing fat, which is really what you want to be losing. And gaining muscle, which is what you need, because like we've said on the show, for every 1 pound of muscle that you have on your body, you burn an extra 50 calories a day. If we magically added 10 pounds of muscle to your body, you'd be burning 1 pound of fat every day, or every week, just by sitting on your butt. So, amazing, right?
It's a win-win.
Win-win. So, since Stella says she has time to do something pretty much every day, 2 hours worth,
we pretty much have free range.
Oh man, you're gonna have fun. So, let's periodize this. Periodization is just another form of saying set out time blocks and set up a plan. Listeners.
Let's just do three.
I'm talking about three because I want to get her. So we're starting January 1 again, just like we did with our first two participants. And we're gonna break it up into. So we got 5 months.
Yeah, I thought we were going to just do 3 months.
But, I mean, we have 5 months, so we can break it up into three. Because, I mean, how many weeks is 5 months? 4 times 5 is 25 weeks, right?
Uh-huh.
So, 25 weeks divided by 3, 18, 21.
You're looking at 7.5.
Yeah, 7.5. So, we've got 7.5 week periods.
Okay.
So, we'll just do that. So, Stella, each of your period is 7.5 weeks.
So, every 2 months.
We're not talking, a female period. We're talking about.
You had to take it there.
I did. I just didn't want her to be concerned that her period was going to be 7.5 weeks long. I hear that would be terrible.
That would be awful.
All right. So phase one. Period number one. First block of 7.5 weeks. What are we doing with her, T?
Let's first cut. Okay, so we know that she runs on the treadmill.
She says she does cardio, so I'm guessing, she does cardio and running for about 2 hours a day.
So I'm visualizing that she runs on the treadmill for 2 hours.
I'm guessing.
Okay,
and it says run, walk. So I'm guessing she runs for a bit, walks for a bit, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, let's stop that first and foremost.
Yep.
Done.
But I feel like she like needs that
right.
at the same time. So let's just do 45 minutes
every other day. Because if she does, look, if she's training for 2 hours at a time and wants to lose weight, she is tapping into her muscles. She's going into a catabolic state, and she is tapping into her muscles. So if she wants to train longer than an hour and 15 minutes a day, she needs to eat something while she's working out.
True.
I'm putting my foot down, Stella. Sorry. If you want to train for 2 hours, you can do that once a week, and you have to eat something an hour into it.
What would she eat?
Something very light. So
like
a handful of peanut butter M&M's or peanut M&M's.
Okay.
Some almonds, half an apple, something that's not going to weigh you down. There's a drink that I use when I'm trying to add muscle. It's called Surge. You can drink a half dose of Surge. Muscle Milk Light will do. So I think that's only 180 calories. So you want to stick around the 150 to 200 calorie range if you're calorieing things out.
Okay. So, first off...
So, we're training her with... Sorry. Go ahead. I was going to cut you off again.
No, what were you going to say? Because I was just going to go into what she was training.
Oh, I was going to say, what? Like, 4 days of weights, 3 days of cardio now? Or you want 3 days, three and
Does
three?
Does she work out every day?
It looks like... I mean, that's crazy to me. Like, I'm surprised she isn't tired. I'm surprised that she isn't...
Okay,
like,
let's just do this. First off, Stella, we're going to just change your life because you're giving me a headache already and we're only 5 minutes into this thing.
It's more like 12.
Okay. So, first off and foremost, you're going to work out 5 times a week. Have a life, have a weekend, enjoy yourself.
Right.
If you need to do something, go on a walk.
Right. I'll give her Saturday or Sunday.
Rekindle your romance with your husband if you have one. Go on a walk with him or... Do something.
Right. I'll give her, she can go on a run Saturday or Sunday.
Get a job. Do something.
Yeah, get a job. I mean, kind of important. Yeah, why wouldn't you do that?
2 hours. I mean, 2 hours, that's kind of intense.
Or start competing and running.
Yeah, you by now should
be fantastic at it.
I'd hope so.
Yeah.
Sorry, Stella, we're just kind of bashing you, but
it pisses me off that someone can listen to us for, she said she's a long time listener, which
so,
I mean.
It would have to be at most. What, 4 months? Five?
Three? This is podcast number 67, or 68, 69, something like that. It's in the upper 60s. So divide that, I don't know. We started...
It's like 3 months. We started in like...
September.
Yeah.
I want to say September. Right around when my buddy Ben got married. So
September, October, November, so this is 4th month.
Yeah. So long-time listener means about, 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So she should know by now that... What she's doing is stupid.
So, okay. So, what I would first have her do is I would love for her to do, like, an upper body day than a lower body day. Just because I feel like she will be shocked by how not strong she is in her legs.
Yeah. Because, okay, here's my favorite thing. I was talking to my boss about this. And, You'll be talking to someone, they'll just be talking about their program. Like, oh yeah, I'm just working upper body today. Like, oh, when are you doing your legs? Oh, I run for my legs. How's that working out for you? Huh? How strong are your legs? You will find that you have the weakest legs in the world. I'm sorry, Stella, you won't be able to put up, you'll barely be able to squat the bar, I'm guessing.
Oh yeah.
If that. So that's 45 pounds. So if you can't squat 45 pounds, I'm sorry, that's not a good thing. So, upper body, lower body split is what we're going for Stella, for the first 7.5 weeks. Because, okay.
Yeah, and then I would add cardio to every other day, half hour.
So, is she doing, like, upper body on Monday, lower body Wednesday, or is she doing upper body Monday, lower body Tuesday, rest, or is she just going back-to-back?
Back-to-back.
Okay, back-to-back for the rest day, or back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back?
Let's just go, like, back-to-back-to-back. So it'd be, like, Monday's upper, Tuesday's lower, Wednesday's upper, Thursday's lower, Friday's upper. Then Monday of next week would be lower, upper, lower, upper, low.
I'm going to murder our lower neighbors.
I can hear them.
Like, they're...
It's, like, one of the few times I called them.
Sorry. I called last night and they stopped when I after like 10 minutes. I was very happy. Okay, sorry. So you're doing. So we're going on a 10-day pretty much program period. So don't think of it. Don't confine yourself to the week. You're going over 2 weeks. All right. So upper lower back to back, and then high intensity cardio after, right?
Yeah, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That'll be easy. Just Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You always do cardio.
Right. And then Saturday or Sunday, she can have a run.
She can do whatever she wants on Saturday or Sunday. Okay. But if she works out both days, I'll be pissed.
Right. Can't do that. Sorry, you need a rest day.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you can do yoga or Pilates on that rest day.
Your saying rest day, you literally are sitting on the couch watching reruns of Gilmore Girls.
Right. Or doing something fun with your family. That's it. Okay. So that's going to be your first period. Okay?
Okay.
So upper lower split, back to back, Monday, Wednesday, Friday cardio, Saturday or Sunday, not both, cardio. And that can be up to, what, an hour and a half? I'm saying that's the most I really want her running. Yeah. If she goes past an hour and a half, bring some food with you.
I'm even going to say let's just do an hour. Because I feel that if we say hour and a half, it's going to then go to two.
Right.
We're an hour.
Right.
An hour is a good stopper. We're an hour and a half. I feel like she's going to keep going.
Right. So, Stella, if you feel like yourself like, oh, I really want to run further than this, guess what? You need to up your speed. Ta-da. That's it. Done. Okay. So phase two. Phase two is going to be fun for her because I already have this planned out in my mind. So this is the second 7.5-week block. So by this time, you should be much stronger than you are today. Like much, much stronger. So in 7.5 weeks' time, you should be a lot stronger. Phase two is going to look like this. I want her to do something similar that I think we did it with either... Well, I forgot the names we made up for these people. Sarah or Robert. But I want Stella doing classes. I want her doing the power pump class. And so I'm not talking the cardio kickbox class. I'm not talking the step class. I'm talking full body power pump. I'm talking Pilates the next day. I'm talking power pump on Wednesday, Pilates or some yoga
Thursday. Figure out whatever the class schedule is.
So we're talking high intensity weights one day, yoga or Pilates the next day, weights, yoga or Pilates, weights. And then no cardio.
No more cardio.
No cardio in that week, except for on the weekends.
Okay.
On the weekends.
On the weekend. I'll just say one day of the weekend.
Okay. I was gonna give her both days.
She'll do both days then.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna give her both days to do this. Since we're kicking out all the cardio, I want her to keep up her endurance.
Okay.
So I'm thinking give her both days if she would like. She doesn't have to.
I still want Stella to have a life.
Me too. But if she, since I'm taking away. We're cutting it like down everything because she's doing classes now.
Yeah.
So she was spending 10 hours a week in the gym. Now she's only spending 5. So she can go out for 7 total and she'll be fine. So I feel like, Stella, you can go run on the weekend. So that she'll be looking good at this time in my
opinion.
Yeah,
I think she'll be good.
Okay. So that's going to be phase two. Classes. Trading off, and we're not doing like the last phase where it goes every other day for 10 days. We're doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday strength, Tuesday, Thursday yoga, Pilates, mobility work. Cool. So let's look at phase three.
Phase three, what I was gonna say is that this is probably where I would fine tune anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Her big concern was her chicken wobble of her tricep area.
Right.
This is when, you know, you make sure that all those are where you want them. Ladies, if you want that to go away, it's called doing tricep activities with actual weight.
Right. Not, oh my gosh, I was at the gym the other day working out, and I see this woman doing bent over tricep kickbacks, right, on the bench.
Okay.
Guess how much weight she was putting back?
Fives.
Threes.
Nice.
I almost walked over and said, you know you're doing nothing, right? And the best part is she was moving it while she was walking over there. If you can swing the weight around while you're walking over to do your set, like she was doing bicep curls with it and then immediately went into the kickback. I was like, if you can do that, you're not working hard enough.
I almost want to say that doing the 3-pounder, you're making the muscle leaner and tighter, causing it to be flabbier.
I would give you that almost, yeah.
That you need to make the muscle bigger and almost bulkier to get rid of the fat that is thus then flabby.
Right.
So I almost want to say that they're counteractive what yeah. they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, cause, and you're also wasting time. Like, you're doing nothing by doing lightweights, except for rotator cuff exercises. And those are, I mean, few and far between. So, what are we doing on face day? We're doing spot work. So, are we going to put her on almost like a body part split? Like, pushing, pulling, or what do you want? I mean, or just doing total body with her face, like her prop, quote-unquote, problem areas. What do you think?
I have a problem doing the problem areas because she, I feel, is extreme. So, she'll just go straight to triceps the whole time kind of thing. So let's
triceps every day.
Yeah, let's just do an upper body, lower body split kind
of
thing.
Go back to phase one.
Is that what phase one was?
Yeah. You have a very short memory.
Well, we've done case study after case study, and I feel like they're all blending in after a while.
Right.
So let's go with then, because she doesn't need to lose weight. Let's just do body part by body part then.
I almost want to do a pyramid down scheme for her. Like, do the large, so almost put her, like, on bench press, straight into, or, like, dips, straight to bench press, straight to tricep. Then do that three times. So we exhaust the muscle, and then go to the next one. So we do, like, almost just to failure sets. And then do, on her shoulders, we'll do overhead press.
But we're doing body parts instead of, like, just upper body and lower body.
Right. So it'd be triceps and shoulders, and triceps, shoulders, chest, pretty much. And then back, biceps, abs, and then legs.
Okay.
Is that cool?
That sounds good.
But we're doing these drop down sets pretty much. So these are going to be really, really tiring, Stella. What you're going to do, so say for just this is an example, we'll put up the actual workouts online. But what you're going to do is you're going to start with a big movement. So you're going to start with the dip. So you're going to do dips straight into a close grip bench press. Straight into a triceps pull down. So that's going to hit your chest and your triceps. Then you're going to do an overhead press straight into a lateral raise. So your arms are going to go out to the side. Then right into a plank. And that is going to hit your shoulders harder than anything. So you're going to do three rounds of those three times through. And each one's to failure. So each exercise is to failure. So on the bench press, make sure you either have a spotter or someone you're working out with who can grab the weight from you so you don't accidentally pin yourself under it.
It's not fun.
Right. And we'll probably put a couple more exercises in each one just to really kill the crap out of each muscle group. And then the next day, you'll do it with your back, your biceps, and your abdominals. And then on the third day, you'll do your legs.
Sounds good.
Perfect. So again, we'll put that up online. So Stella, please take down your cardio. I mean, we got to talk about cardio for phase three. I'm okay with giving her a half hour each day.
I think a half hour would be good. And I mean, kind of whatever she feels.
Yeah. Half hour every day with an hour on the weekends should be pretty good. Cause the workouts won't take as long this time since you're doing like breakdown sets. So it'll be quicker.
And just think of this, Stella. When you're doing the workouts that we've just given you, you're also doing it in kind of a cardio way.
Right.
So you're doing cardio basically the whole time, just in a different sense.
Right. Because when I see people doing this kind of religious cardio, they think they've heard, oh, calories in, calories out. So the ultimate way to lose calories is to do cardio, and that's just not true. So by adding the weight training in, you're going to see a lot quicker results. Within the 5 months that we've just given you, you will be in a completely new body. If you commit to this, email us how you're doing every couple weeks so that we know what how things are going. And if we hear that you've dropped back to your old ways, I'm going to block your IP address so you can't listen to our podcast anymore. I can't do that, but if I did, I'd be an awesome computer hacker.
Yeah.
But if I could, I would, because that's just ridiculous. that much cardio is not good for anyone.
At the gym that I work out at, the gym I work out at and the gym I work at are two different things. But they had a sign up, and I kind of turned my head and went, huh, I don't know if I fully believe that. It said, burning, you can burn up to 500% more in weightlifting with a personal trainer than you can by just working out alone.
Yeah, I'd say that. But, I mean, and the thing is, like, people get the results a lot faster with a trainer.
Oh, right? Yeah, and I get that. But, it like, the way it was worded was, like, that sleazy sales market thing. But uh-huh. And then it was kind of, it was just like, really? 500%? Yeah. I don't know how much I feel about
that. Let's pull up the numbers. Let's read that study, huh?
Yeah. I was like, I'd like to see your scientific backing on that result. Yeah. But, okay.
Yeah. Stella, it's also going to be really important to check out your nutrition because my guess is that she's doing a really restricted diet as well. And that's probably not, I mean, my guess is that's not working out for her as well. Like, I mean, can we talk about when we were in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Okay. Because when we were in Hawaii, Tyler's parents lived there.
They did live in. They lived in Hawaii for four years, and Keon and I went and visited them one time.
And we talked. We went to the YMCA.
It was actually a great. It was a fine establishment. It was nice because nobody really bothered you. Right. It was nice.
Tyler's mom spent a lot of time there doing the classes, etc. Cindy, I know you're listening to this. Tyler's mom was on the most ridiculous diet. It was literally about 600 calories a day.
It was
600. On top of her insane workouts, too.
She worked out like three classes a day kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And then would eat about 600 calories. Her body was starving. And she would then like binge on certain days,
too. It was the day. Okay. So she would eat. This cracked me up because she was doing Weight Watchers. So you get a certain amount of points, blah, blah, blah. You can save up your points for big days. So what she would do is she would do cardio on her weigh-in days up until the weigh-in. And she'd do the early morning weigh-in.
Uh-huh.
And then she wouldn't count points that rest of the day. So she'd eat whatever she wanted.
Yeah.
And that's not a lifestyle that you can lead in for indefinitely, you know?
It's just, it's entertaining. It got to the point where it was just entertaining. Like, no matter how much I talked to her, it wasn't going to change, but.
Right. So hopefully, Cindy, this kind of, she's still doing that kind of intense workouts, or?
How's she doing? She got a new job, so I don't know what she's really doing. I'll figure that out over Christmas.
Okay, cool. Well, Cindy, all my love. You know, I'm just talking. We're just saying this out of, you know, a good place in our hearts, yes. not making fun. All right. I think that should round us out. I mean, you have any other advice for Stella?
Stella, go get your groove back.
Get your groove back. Make sure you guys listen to tomorrow's podcast. It's probably going to be the most important out of this series is because we're going to be talking about nutrition and the differences for each person with their goals and with their workouts that we've given them. So we're actually going to sit down and talk about that right now so that we're not going through the whole process with you guys on the air because that's going to take a while to do. Cool. So why don't you take us out, Big T?
Lean on me.
Lean on me. That's a good song.
It is a good song.
Great. Well, you guys have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. Peace.